Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. We are talking hot moms. In fact, Mr. Skin's top 10 naked TV moms revealed in a list he's calling Mamma Mia. Hey Skin, how are you?
Doing good, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, growing up, we always have moms on certain shows that we like, we have a little crush on, we want to see what they look like naked and wonder if they've ever done nudity, and you've made the ultimate list, Skin style. So I'm just like super stoked to talk to you today all about Mamma Mia.
Yeah, of course. You know, ever since you were a kid, all like boys especially, they usually will develop one crazy crush on their friend's mom growing up. And as a kid, you know, growing up, it happens to everyone. But TV moms are even cooler because they're like everybody's friend's mom. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
yeah. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to do for today's show. I think it's really interesting. Like, who are the famous TV moms who have done nudity? Now, let me tell you, there was a lot that I would love to have on this list, but the problem is they never did a nude scene. Some examples
right.
would be like Julie Bowen, Claire Dumphy from Modern Family, Florence Henderson, Carol Brady from the Brady
Bunch. You know how I feel
never
about
naked.
That one.
Mrs. C from the Happy Days, Marion Cunningham, Marion Ross, never did
say.
A nude scene. And the Beavs mom, June Cleaver,
say, June
Barbara
Cleaver.
Billingsley, she was never nude. Even like Claire Huxtable, Felicia Rashad
mm-hmm.
Had never been naked. So I still came up with 10 incredible famous, you know, TV moms that you would know that have done nudity, and the list is still great, but you know, there's a few out there that just never had it, which I
right.
guess would make it even more exciting that these TV moms actually were nudes. So yeah, so I have a top 10 list that I wanted to do for today's show.
Excellent.
And we'll go down the list. So let me start with the mom from Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
Jane Kaczmarek. Yeah,
right.
She played
Lois.
Lois. Yeah, from like 2000 to 2006. Great show. Bryan Cranston, everyone else. And now she's, I think she's from Milwaukee. She grew up in the Midwest, and I think she was Polish-American. That's with her last name there. But before she was on Malcolm in the Middle, she did a lot of character work on TV. And I remember in the pilot episode of Malcolm in the Middle, she did a scene where she answers the front door and talks to the person there while she's topless. It was played for comedic effect, but it was, now we don't actually see anything because it was television in 2000, but I remember that just to me being so hot when I saw that.
And, yeah.
yeah. So anyway, I did want to mention now there's two things to talk about. One is the movie Chips from 2017, where she's FaceTiming Michael Pena and it pans up her nude body. But I want to say that is 100% a body double, that Michael Pena guy, body double, not her.
Right.
But she did do a movie in 1996 called
Ooh.
Wildly Available. Now,
Ooh.
This is before she hit it big on Malcolm
okay.
in the Middle. It was an indie drama, a weird movie. It was, if I remember correctly, it was a movie about a dad who cheats on his wife with this younger woman, and she's the wife in it. And but the cool thing was there is a scene where she's having sex with the husband prior to you know, the breakup,
uh-huh.
and she's in bed and we see her topless, and it was kind of cool. I remember when this movie was, well, I knew the movie when it came out, but then when she hit it big on Malcolm in the Middle, it was one of the first scenes, again, when I started MrSkin.com in 1999, we had, and it's a hard movie to find, by the way. I don't think it's ever been put out on DVD, widely available, but we had the scene where she was topless in bed, and it's pretty cool because she became a famous star. So yeah, you could see Jane Kaczmarek naked in Wildly Available from 1996.
Excellent. And you have that on MrSkin.com. So no need try to scour, old video stores.
Like I said, yeah, it's really hard to find. Like I said, her husband is a successful photographer and he has a wife and daughter. And then he has an affair with this young girl that he meets and they start a kinky, like a kinky affair. And it's a cool movie, but I don't think I've ever seen it on DVD. I might be wrong, but anyway, it's pretty wild. So yeah, the mom from Malcolm in the Middle has been naked, and she is my number 10 on my top 10 naked TV moms revealed. So,
all right, number 9.
Number 9 is Jessica Walter, who played Lucille Bluth on Arrested Development.
One of the best shows ever. Her character was preposterous. I mean,
yes.
She is just insane. I love her.
And by the way, she's at least 76 years old and still looks hot, by the way, because
she's
on Arrested
pretty,
Development.
Yeah.
I always thought she was really
well kept, yeah.
Pretty. And you bring it up. She was a cartoon mom in Archer too, but both. Her cartoon mom and her Arrested Development mom, very boozy, very horny, very hot. So,
right.
Jessica Walter. And I know she was, she was a stage actress in New York. The big nude scene she did in her career, and there's only one, just like Jane Kaczmarek and her, each did only one nude scene, but it was a movie. It was Clint Eastwood's directorial debut. It was called Play Misty for Me from 1971. And I remember I had, she was also in the Flamingo Kid in a Bikini years later. But this is a movie where she was a kind of an unknown actress at the time. Obviously, Arrested Development and all those other things. She just became more famous. But in that movie, Jessica Walters is only like about 13 minutes in and she's having sex with Clint Eastwood, and you could see her breasts, and it's not a long scene or anything, but if you're a fan of TV moms, Jessica Walter in particular, this is where you go to see her one and only nude scene.
Absolutely. And I love how Clint Eastwood not only like directed this movie, but he acted in it too. So he just like so happened to be like, hey, why don't you and my character have a nude scene? It's so funny when they do that. But it's like
she was 30 years old when she did this. I mean, like I said,
1971.
She's, so crazy. She was only 30 years old. But yeah, Clint's smart, man. So anyway, so she's my number 9 television mom.
Love it.
And Jessica Walter, you could see her naked in Play Misty for Me. She, of course, from the mom from Arrested Development. Now, my number 8 television mom is from that TV show Brothers and Sisters.
Another one of my all-time favorite shows.
I know you like that show.
Love it. Obsessed.
Sally Fields played Nora Walker. Sally Field played Nora Walker on Brothers and Sisters, a great television mom. And anyway, she's obviously also, Academy Award-winning actress.
Hey, she's Gidget.
She was the flying nun.
Sally Field is everything. I love. Wasn't she Sybil too?
She was all that stuff. Yeah,
I'm obsessed. Yeah. If you can't tell.
She won an Oscar. Anyway, so she did the mom from Brothers and Sisters. Sally Field did a movie called Stay Hungry in 1976.
Mm.
And a couple things about this movie. Number one, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie debut, not counting Pumping Iron, but like as an actor.
I was like, going to say directorial debut. I was like, really? Schwarzenegger directed anything?
Yeah. But she has a scene with Jeff Bridges in this 1976 movie. It happens 29 minutes in. And I love the scene because it starts with her back to the camera, and you and I have always talked about tan lines, and we're big tan line fans.
Love
she has
it.
Great tan lines. She turns around, then gets into like a futon or something with Jeff Bridges, and you see some breasts there real quick. But the butt scene is fantastic. But it's
she's got a great body.
She's done a couple of other real Eye for an Eye in 96, very very brief through a shower curtain. But truly, the Sally Field, the go to scene that you have to see, is from Stay Hungry 1976.
I'm so excited that she's on your list because I am a Sally Field fanatic. So I'm just like blown away. I've never seen this. Obviously, I haven't seen too many movies from the 70s and I'm just floored and I love it. And that tan line, it's epic.
Yes. Now,
Stay Hungry.
Well, thanks. Well, that's number eight. Now, number seven on my TV mom list is Mary Louise Parker, who played Nancy Botwin on Weeds, the great show Weeds on Showtime for many years. And by the way, Weeds came through with a ton of great nudity for our website, including Mary Louise Parker, who did some crazy stuff. I want to say they did eight seasons on that. That was on quite some time. I think it ended in 2012, so it must have started in 05. And Mary Louise Parker as Nancy Botwin was a great mom. I remember I kind of first noticed her in Fried Green Tomatoes in 1991. She was like a teenager.
Yeah.
She's always been like a kind of a reliable character actress. I'm trying to think of some other things. Like she did one thing that like I said, she's been naked in quite a few things, but there was a mini series called Angels in America, which aired on HBO, and it was about, I think it was about AIDS, if I remember correctly, and because I usually just watch the nude scenes. But in that miniseries, she did a full frontal scene that was really shocking, because by then she was pretty well known. And it really is a great, great. And by the way, after you see that, you'll call it Angels in Hair America.
Oh, geez.
But it's a great, great full frontal scene from Mary Louise Parker.
I don't even recognize her. She's so young, it looks like. Or maybe it's just her makeup. She looks so young in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, or the miniseries, rather.
Yeah. It was 03, so it was like 14 years ago. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, was before
Merkins
were common. So we're pretty confident that's her bush.
That's crazy.
Nancy Botwin's bush from Weeds. And by the way, she has some kind buds up top too. So yeah,
sure does.
Yeah. So she's my number seven TV mom, and where to see her naked, Mary Louise Parker. Check out Angels in America, the miniseries, for the best place to see her.
Totally. New. Yeah. Good stuff from her.
So Andrea, number six on my list of the famous TV moms, naked TV moms who've also done a nude scene. Number six is Felicity Huffman, who played Lynette Cabo on Desperate Housewives. Remember Desperate Housewives?
I remember, but I never watched it. I've never I've never been like a soap opera fan. I'm like, you know, I'll watch the real Housewives, but I don't want to watch anything scripted.
Right. You know, because that the stuff you're watching isn't scripted at all. Right?
But no, I'm totally familiar with the show, with the actresses. I mean, it was the biggest phenomenon, you know, made so many of these girls' careers. So definitely know who Felicity Huffman is, but I had no idea she did any nudity ever. Take me through this.
Well, the only woman, you know, that, because remember, there was like Terry Hatcher, Felicity Huffman, Marsha Cross, who played Brie Vandekamp.
Eva chick, right?
Eva Longoria, Eva Longoria, who played Gabrielle Solis on the show. Nicolette Sheridan was in.
That's right.
She was in for about four or five seasons and then left. But all those actresses, except for Eva Longoria, have done nudity. I mean, Terry Hatcher, Cool Surface, Marsha Cross, Female Perversions, Nicolette Sheridan, Raw Nerve. So they've all the nudity. Eva Longoria hadn't. But Felicity Huffman, who, by the way, is married to William H. Macy in
Real Life.
From Shameless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, real life. She did a movie called Trans America.
Oh, wait. I do remember this.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. I probably talked about it on your radio show when you were doing
That's why
Playboy.
I know about it. Absolutely.
Because she played a trans
male to female
transsexual, and about an hour and 34 minutes in, you see her in the tub nude, and she's like at the top of the tub, you're like, So you see a penis. So it was like, whoa, what's going on here? But obviously the penis was fake, but those were her real boobs. And definitely the best place, if you don't mind the penis, it's the best place to see Felicity Huffman nude. It's called Transamerica from 2005.
Well, you know, and, I've never minded a penis, so we're good.
No. But yeah, Lynette Scavo, my number six a TV mom.
Mama Mia, she has done
a great nude scene. Yes,
love it.
Very good.
And now it's time for our porn star spotlight of the week with Alexis Texas, our gorgeous girl.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And we want to thank cherrypimps.com and pornstars.com for lending you to us.
Yes.
Is it hard prying you away from over there? Because you got a line around the whole damn convention, girl.
Hey, people know my name.
Right. In this day and age, I was just telling them, in this day and age with girls from the porn industry, like, you're one of the biggest right now. There's no question about it. Like, when you name girls that you know in the industry, your name always comes up.
Well, that's good to know. That means I'm doing a good job.
Yeah. You're doing a great job. And me and Skin have discussed several times, it's like the true porn star is a rare breed nowadays.
It is. I think that people use that word very lightly, porn star. Girl. I feel like there's a lot of porn girls, but it's, you have to work up to a star power, and there's not as many stars as there used to be, which doesn't mean that they can't obtain that star, but it's a lot of hard work. People think that it would just be movies, whatever. It's a brand, it's a business, it's a lifestyle. It's definitely a lot of work.
We could not agree more. And you want to talk about like a porn star. Alexis has won so many awards. Yeah. She's been on the cover of every magazine. She's gone to the mainstream movies.
Don't make my head bigger than it is.
Music videos. It's like, you want to talk about just like also knowing someone by their body parts. Everyone can say that's Alexis's ass. Like, you really are. You are a brand. You're your own brand, and you're doing the damn thing. And
I think it's really important that
there are girls like you to show other girls what a real porn star is.
I agree. You know, and I'm all about woman empowerment. And for me, I feel like it's, you know, it takes time. I've been in the business for a little bit longer. You know, I've been 11 years, so it evolved. It wasn't something I knew over time.
Exactly.
It's something that I love the business in every aspect and certain things. It's just making it your own and you know, creating your own revenues of whatever it is. You know, that's the good thing about our business. Is it's so, there's so many things that we can do, and it, you know, it doesn't have to be so stagnant as just doing one monotonous thing. And that's one thing.
There's more ways to make money now than there was 11 years ago, too.
There was, but you still have to hustle, and that's the thing is, like, people, you know, there's people that complain about, you know, the piracy and stuff, and I complain as well, but the thing is, like, you have to do something about it and learn how to work past it, because it's not going anywhere, just like music, you know.
Yeah, it's only getting worse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to find your own niches of things, and because I am a performer, and, you know, it takes the middleman away, and I talk to the direct consumer, which are my fans. And without my fans, I wouldn't be as popular as I was today. So I'm very conscious of those things.
Yeah, and you do have a loyal fan base. They seem to follow you wherever you go, and that's such a beautiful team.
Texas.
So how do you maintain such a beautiful relationship with your fans?
You know, I'm one of those people that, you know, I'm not on. I love social media because it's been such a platform of things. But I'm not, you know, telling them what I'm eating, drinking, and every moment of the time. I use it for business because that's what it is.
Cool.
And I feel like my fans over time have respected that's who I am when I'm here. And everybody that's met me, I'm very personable. I like to talk to you, especially if you're buying my porn and not stealing my porn. I don't
Straight
mind
up.
How long my line is. I'd rather talk to you and know what you like out of my product than just someone that's been like, oh, I went to Pornhub. Well, I don't care.
So what is the feedback you get from your real fans? What do they like about your work? What is their like most common thing they're telling you?
It's a good question. You know, it's all about positivity, which I love myself. You know, I'm a very positive person. I'm just trying to get the most of this business as I can. You know, obviously the number one is, oh, I love your butt. Oh, it's real. Oh, whatever. You know, with society these days, it's girls are buying a lot of things, which, you know, no offense, to each his own.
Yeah.
I've worked really hard for 32 years and grew it all by myself.
Yay.
So, you know, in person and on camera, people don't know or see the first thing. They're like, oh, I thought it was fake. But when I met you in person, I'm like, no, I have cellulite. It's real. It's jiggle. But yeah, no, I learned early on that people were fans of my ass. You talked earlier about describing something as an anatomy, people knowing who I was.
Yes.
I'd walk down the hallways and be like, oh, I just saw your, you know, you were jiggling and I knew it was you. And I'm like, I could see your ass from the front. So I knew early on that it was a big commotion. Of
see story. Your ass from the
so
front.
I think that's like the
so
weirdest thing. Like, I'm weird like that. I'm like, oh, a guy knew your ass. He really loves you, you know.
He's a
love,
fan.
Girl. You've been in lust a lot. There's no loving with.
But you know, like, Skin, when you see your wife walking in a distance, yeah, you know it's your wife by just the way she moves. So it's like, but when a guy who's not your husband, it's like, that's Alexis Texas.
Yeah. It's flattering.
I love
that. And that's why it's great this year. You know, well, the last couple of years, I've been doing fan awards for AVN.
Cool.
And I'm up for Most Epic Ass. This is my, I've won it the last 3 years. So this will be my fourth. I won a four-peat. But for me, the fan awards are the most important because it's your fans really participating
They're
and voting
everything.
For you.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. So make sure you go and vote for Miss Texas.
What else do you have going on this year as far as nominations and awards and things?
I believe one of my movies that I directed with Elegant Angel, I'm contracted with Elegant Angel.
Cool.
I don't honestly really remember because I said the fan one's more my important one.
Yeah.
One of my scenes got nominated, which is always nice. You know, it's not ever guaranteed. For me, I feel like as a performer over the years as it evolved, it's more about letting your body of work be recognized if it's nominations or whatever. Because we all work really hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really know what defines one scene better than the next because, you know, if you're enjoying those moments, then you're being true to yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just like the recognition and the fan love and all those things. Like, so it's a good time to just, it's self-gratifying, I feel like, is because it humbles you at these things where it's feel like overall your hard work throughout the year pays off on things like this.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. And you've done so much and your body of work is so vast and it's so lovely.
Are you hitting on me?
Maybe I am.
It's getting warm in here.
So when you are performing, what's your favorite thing to do? Like, what do you love when you're like, yes, I get to go to work today and do this?
I mean, it's hard to say because every individual aspect is very different because we're dealing with humans. It's, you know what I mean? So someone can have a good day, a bad day, be sick, or, you know, and everybody connects differently. So for me, over time, I've just realized what I love about this business is that it's truly let me be my true pervert self itself. And nothing's wrong. Nothing's bad. It's very like, I always try everything once. You know what I mean? That's what I say. I'm willing to, I may not like it or like it, but I can't say I don't like it unless I've tried it.
I'm so with you on that,
porn
girl.
Has been very, you know, opening of, I've learned how to be a woman, how to be comfortable in my own skin, how to be very comfortable with my vagina and know lots of things about it because she's my best friend. So, you know what I mean? It's very opening as far as a woman. It's made me come into a full-fledged, you know, adult and woman in a sense. You know, I've grown up in the business. I started when I was 21 and, you know, I'm 32 now. And
you're doing the damn thing. Is there anything you're not, like, that you have learned? Like, I don't like that. I'm not doing that again. Like, hell no. Sorry. I'm not doing that.
I'm very selective in a lot of scenes that I do. You know, I'm as much as I've been in the business for a long time, I've done multiple scenes. I also am not the like most hardcore performer as far as like doing double penetration, this, that, or whatever. And for me, it's all been about like enjoyment and things like that. For me, I feel would say if I think overall in my body of work, I did boy girl scenes. I've done only two scenes of them. They weren't my favorite. It wasn't one of those things. For me, I'm a pleaser, so I want to be into that performer. When there was two sticks going on, it was just people were fighting over what was this, and it's like as soon as I enjoyed this, I couldn't feel this, and it just felt like I was a robot. And the one thing I don't like about this business,
oh, you know about that skin,
is that
being a robot. Yeah,
I don't want to feel like a machine. I want to enjoy my orgasms. I don't want to feel like it's being forced, and all my orgasms are pretty real.
I think that's beautiful because you're keeping it real, and I think that's why your fans love you too.
I would agree.
So many
people, keep it real.
People in this industry,
you don't stand for anything, you stand for nothing.
They fake the funk. It's like, I know girls and I see them on camera and I'm like, she is lying. That is my friend. She is faking it because I know her and I know the way she acts. I'm like, she's hating this right now. And knowing that, it's like I have a hard time watching a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But with Alexis Texas, you know you're getting the real raw enjoyment, or otherwise you wouldn't be doing
it. But I feel like that's why fans recognize it as well. And it's become a continuous thing of watching.
Love it.
Because my orgasm's real.
I love it. I love it.
Don't fake the funk.
Don't fake the funk. You heard it here. Alexis Texas, everyone. I am so happy for you, and I hope you get that fan award.
Thank you very much.
Everything
I appreciate
else.
That.
Thanks for talking to us again. It's our second year in a row talking to her. Hopefully, we'll do it again, and we'll get that 3-peat while you get your 4-peat.
No, just go for the 4-peat.
I know.
I like it.
All right. Thanks
Team
so
Texas.
Much for joining us,
thanks
love.
For having
good
me. I appreciate
again.
It.
So, Andrea, we're halfway home of the TV moms that have been naked, my top 10 of all time. And let me go with number 5. Do you remember a show from the 80s, early 90s called Growing Pains?
Oh my gosh, yes. I used to love that show.
Did you really love it? You actually watched the show?
I loved that show. Yeah, totally.
Well, the mom on that show who played Maggie Seaver was Joanna Kern.
She was like so wholesome and sweet.
Yeah, well, it's well, and then Kirk Cameron, who was the son, he was like, he was, well, he's become, you know, famously conservative and Christian, and I just wonder, like,
oh,
was
yes.
he?
I saw the Left like, Behind was, movies too.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah, it's funny, but yeah, it's weird because you know he was this kid on the show. Now he's become super super religious and is in the news a lot for some outrageous comments he makes. But yeah, Growing Pains. It had Alan Thicke was the doctor, the dad.
It had
Joanna
everyone.
Kearns was mom. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, and. Anyway, it's a famous show from the 80s and 90s, and she was the mom, and I know a lot of guys fell for her. But anyway, if you want to get Alan Thicke in your pants, check out a movie she did in 1992. This is it's strange that she did this because it was right as Growing Pains was winding down, so she had like 7 years of a primetime show. And she was established as one of the all-time great TV moms. So it was really weird she did a movie called The Night Man in 1992. It was about a drifter who comes between an aging beauty mom, played by Joanna Kearns, and her daughter, played by Jenny Robertson. Mm-hmm. And about 45 minutes in, I promise you, you'll get growing pains yourself. When you see her completely naked in bed smoking a cigarette, it's all butt, but it's really, really... a hot scene, and it's the only time we've ever seen Joanna Kearns naked, the mom from Growing Pains. So it's called The Night Man from 1992.
You know what? It's like she probably just wanted to really break her character. You know, people get so typecast and people identify actresses with who they are on the small and big screens. And she was probably like, yeah, I play this wholesome mom, but really, I'm a little bit of a freak. So let me do this movie, smoke a little cigarette in bed, show you my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just probably wanted to get out of that.
And it's, maybe that was it. And The Night Man's another... Yeah, The Night Man's another movie that's a little hard to find. I've never seen a great, great, like, high-res version of it, but we do have the clip and pics at our website. But, yeah, it's pretty cool because it's the mom from Growing Pains totally naked in bed smoking a cigarette.
I fucking love it.
Yeah,
it's so
awesome.
It's so wrong because it's so right. It's just like, I could watch this all day. I am.
Yeah. No, fine.
Bookmarked.
No. No, I get it. So, all right. So let me go as we count down here the top 10 TV moms of all time. We've done through five. We're down to four.
Number four
here. So number four. Andrea, you know what that sound is.
You know I do. Wheel of Skin, baby.
The Wheel of Skin, where CP the EP spins the wheel. And I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff, you, Vadja White. And this is a Merck and Griffin production where he spins the wheel. And whatever actress comes up, I talk about her nude career. And hopefully he'll spin the wheel and give us a good one. What do you got, CP?
And we have Eva Green.
Ooh, yes.
Good one. You know Eva Green,
don't
you?
Oh, my God. I love her as much as I love Sally Field, if not more.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm like Eva Green super fan, so just please lay
all
it
right.
on me, Skin.
Let me feel, because, by the way, her body's like right up my alley. Big natural boobs to go with a beautiful face. And she's French.
Beautiful face.
I guess she's best known probably when she was in the Daniel Craig Bond movie Casino Royale. She played Vesper Lynn. That's an easy way for people to know who she is. That was like, gosh, that was about 10 years ago or so, 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was a French actress, Marlene Jobard, and she was hot too. So you see, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But she did a television show for a couple of years on Showtime called Penny Dreadful.
That's
which,
right.
She did for two or three seasons, which was kind of surprising to see her show up on that. But yeah, she's done a lot of movies. I think the fact that she's French means she's way more likely to do nudity. But anyway, let me get right to the good stuff because, yeah, she's done eight movies where she's been naked.
Nice.
But, oh, yeah, eight. But Andrew, you've got to see this movie. It was a Bernardo Bertolucci film from 2003, which is called The Dreamers, which was so graphic and crazy, this movie. It got an NC-17 rating.
Whoa.
And she was kind of an unknown actress at the time, as far as American audiences were concerned. And I got to tell you, there are scenes in here where it was about like Paris in the swinging 60s. And it's Eva Green, her twin brother that was played by this French actor, Louis Garrel, and then Michael Pitt, who would go on to, you'd know him from Boardwalk Empire and a few other things. So he was a young guy. So it's Eva Green, her twin brother, and Michael Pitt, and they have like a three-way romance, which
what?
Is just, oh my God. Eva Green was so naked in this thing, full frontal. She'd show lips. She did an incredible Venus de Milo thing where she was wearing these black gloves and against a black drop. And it looked, you can only see like,
wow,
you know, the top of her arms and her boobs. Mm. And oh my God, she did some such great nudity in this movie. In fact, it was too great. It got an NC-17 rating. And believe me, I'm telling you, she's been naked 8 times. Sin City, Dame the Kill For is a movie to see her. Cracks from 2009, no pun intended. But her nudity in Dreamers is so off the charts. If she never did another nude scene from that day, her nude career, she'd be in the Hall of Fame just for Dreamers. It's that amazing.
That says a lot right there, especially coming from you.
No, and Andrew, there's a scene where the camera just like goes up, like she's laying on the bed and the camera just scans up her body. And I'm telling you, it's like
she's
a gyno
perfect.
Shot. It's unbelievable.
Ooh.
That she did this. Yeah, it's incredible. That's why it was NC-17. It was really crazy stuff. But no, great question. So Wheel of Skin, Eva Green today, and that's a little skinopsis of her career. So check
excellent.
It out.
Well, that super amps me up. Whew. All right.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we're going to get back to the list after that.
Where
are we at? Number four?
Yeah, number four.
Mama
so I'm doing
Mia.
The top 10 TV moms of all time. And my number four famous TV mom who's done nudity is Edie Falco, Carmela Soprano from The Sopranos. And listen, she was completely believable on that show as a hot-tempered Italian, probably because she is a hot-tempered Italian, which I love. And, and she did some brief nudity in The Sopranos, but what's interesting about her, and I remember when The Sopranos came out, right when I was launching MrSkin.com, I was aware of some like really tiny movies that weren't well known that she was naked in, and it was really cool for me to be going on radio shows and promoting MrSkin.com, and The Sopranos was starting to be a really popular show in the early 2000s, and I knew about a movie she did in 1997 called Trouble on the Corner, a movie called Firehouse, where she was naked, and so it was like, you know, I had this great nudity, and these were such obscure, low-budget films, like they were art house movies that very few people knew about. But the mom on The Sopranos, look at the firehouse scene in the shower, Andrea.
Dude,
that's Mamma Mia.
Skin side scoop. I mean, this is like absolutely ridiculous. There's so much quality nudity from her that I had no idea about. I'm blown away.
She's not afraid to get naked. And even like as Sopranos was winding down, she did a movie called The Quiet in 2005 where a very great long topless scene where she opens her robe with this guy. So great. She's obviously a great, great actress, but also someone not afraid to get naked. And she's number four on my TV moms in their great nude scenes.
Skin, this list is getting so damn good. I don't even know what could possibly be 3, 2, and 1. Like, we could just stop here and be peaceful. You got me all feeling types of ways. All right.
Well,
who is number three?
Let me get to number three. It's Madeline Stowe, who played Victoria Grayson on Revenge, the show on ABC from 2011 to 2015. And she played this emotionally troubled mom whose mission really became to exact revenge against the people who wronged her dad. And I am a big Madeline Stowe fan. I think one of the reasons I am is because my wife always gets people thinking she's Madeline Stowe when they see her in public, or they say she looks like Madeline Stowe. So that's my look.
Mm-hmm.
But she probably broke out her the movie. She's more of a movie actress than a TV mom. But this Revenge was a very, very popular show for a number of years. And I remember in 1987, she was in that movie Stakeout with Richard Dreyfuss and Emilio Estevez. That was kind of a breakout movie for her. And she's like, she's a mix of like, I know she has like Costa Rican, but I think she's also British. So yeah, really, really great. But she is very hot. She was on that show, Revenge. But believe it or not, Madeline Stowe has done some really good nude scenes. Now, I'd say in her career, probably naked about 9 or 10 times.
Wow.
Revenge. Yeah, I know. It's like you don't think about
that's it.
Shocking. There were a lot of like movies in the 90s and 80s. My favorite would probably be a movie she did with Ed Harris in 1991 called China Moon, where they're out in a canoe and she just strips completely naked and dives into the water. So you get full frontal nudity from Madeline Stowe. I love that. Revenge was another movie she did the year before where she was very naked. And yeah, so if you want to see her naked, Unlawful Entry is another movie. But I'd go China Moon number one, Revenge number two, Unlawful Entry number three. But yeah, quite a nude career for my number three TV mom, Madeline Stowe, Victoria Grayson from the ABC show Revenge.
And she is so pretty. And especially the images I'm seeing from China Moon, she does look like Mrs. Skin. You are one lucky motherfucker, Skin.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
I know you don't have to tell me that.
Yeah.
I know you know, but I just had to remind you and the world. I mean, wow. All right.
Yeah. So now you see why she made the list. But yeah, she's my number three TV mom. But now we're down to the top. You know, we did a top 10 here. I'm down to my two favorite TV moms that have been naked, because that's important.
Yeah.
You can't be on this list unless you've been naked. Now,
absolutely,
this was close. It was very difficult for me to go who was number one and who was number two. So this was like 1A and 1B. But let me start with my number two television mom. You know her from Family Ties with Michael J. Fox. She played Elise Keaton.
If you don't know
Meredith
Family Ties,
Baxter,
you don't know
yes.
Meredith Baxter. I don't know where you from.
Yeah. Well, her name should be Meredith Raxter because, yeah.
Yes.
You know, it was that show, if you remember in the 80s, she was always like wearing like
sweaters.
Sweaters or like big denim shirts.
Yes.
And you could kind of sense that she had a big rack.
You could tell she was endowed, but there was never any shape to it because the clothing would just drape off of the rack. You know what I mean? It was never cinched in at the waist.
Oh my God.
You never got the proportion.
Yeah. You never could. I kind of knew. She was always, I guess we'd call it like dowdy mom clothes she used to wear. And it was the 80s and she wasn't wearing real sexy stuff. But I kind of had this hope that the mom on Family Ties would look great naked, but never dreamed I'd ever have a chance, to see it. And I even was a fan of hers. There was a show called Family with Christy McNichol, which was sort of like a This Is Us of the 70s, and she co-starred on that show. And that's when I first saw her, and I was really into her. But I just never thought ever that she would do nudity until a shocking surprise happened. And it happened, believe it or not, for a made-for-TV movie called My Breast from 1994. Now, I've had a lot of issues with people because in the scene, she is being examined by a doctor and people like, oh, that's disgusting. How could you take, But I always counter
it's
with,
far from disgusting.
They're acting. You know, they're not, she didn't really, you know. But anyway, what was weird about this is the mom from Family Ties opens her hospital gown and, oh my God, it was like, This to me is, oh my God, this is definitely one of my top, definitely in my top 25 nude scenes I've ever seen in my life. I think the combination is because she was the mom on Family Ties and the fact that it was like, I wasn't aware that she had a rack like this. It was ridiculous. And and this was on NBC prime time when it first aired. I think they stopped showing it. It was a weird, there was a weird thing. I'd have to research how it went, but you got to understand, because of the content, it involved her with breast cancer and all this other stuff. So as I'm creeping people out more and more, but because of the content, they showed it one time on NBC uncut. And then after that, it was like people freaked out and they didn't do it, but it exists. We have it at MrSkin.com. If you want to see Meredith Baxter topless, it would blow your mind how great her rack is.
They're huge. They're gargantuan. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're massive. Whoa. Like, you have an idea, you have a dream, you have a hope, but the reality of Meredith Baxter's titties is fucking unbelievable.
Yes. So anyway, I get it. The content or the what was going on in the scene might not be considered.
The context of the movie and the scene and everything. You know, poo-poo.
I get it. But as a young man, as a fan of Family Ties, and then getting to see Meredith Baxter's whole monster left boob pop
monster
out and be examined by the doctor was like, I can't stress enough how exciting this was. So anyway, I'm back to we call medical nudity always a big winner when you say that. So anyway, so Andrea, we've counted down the 9 greatest TV moms who have been naked here at Mr. Skin, and I have a number one here, and I think you'll agree with me as far as her popularity as a TV mom, but also just her hotness and everything else. And like I said, it was tough for me to decide 1 and 2, but at some point you gotta choose. But my number one television mom, who has also been naked, you know her well, Samantha Stevens on Bewitched, Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I have always loved her, always loved the show Bewitched. And, you know, it's something you can watch now and just be like, wow, she's so pretty. I would have no idea that someone who had done such like a wholesome show, especially that long ago, would have ever considered nudity, just because of kind of contracts you sign with networks and whatever else. So lay it on me. Where has Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched been nude?
I know, it's so weird to believe, you know, it's hard to believe, but she was so beautiful too. You forget. I mean, especially
stunning.
You know, yeah, so that show aired for about 8 years, from like 64, maybe 9 years, 64 to like 72, and it just became, for a kid like me growing up, and you probably too.
Oh, I watched
that aired
it
in replays.
80s and 90s,
you watched it
yeah.
after school and all that. So talk about the definition of a TV mom that a young boy would like fall in love with and think she's so hot. And I remember also like the competition for her, who could not be on this list because she wasn't really a TV mom, was Barbara Eden and I Dream of Jeannie.
Right.
She was the same thing to me. Like when you saw Elizabeth Montgomery or saw Barbara Eden, like which was hotter? But I always kind of thought Elizabeth Montgomery was, you know, to me the hottest TV mom of all time. And everyone knows the show, and that's, you know, cool stuff. But anyway, let me talk about the Elizabeth Montgomery nudity, because it's not a lot, but it's really, really cool. There was a famous made-for-TV movie in the 1970s called The Legend of Lizzie Borden.
Uh-huh.
And people today don't understand, but TV movies were a big deal when I was a kid, because, you know, you couldn't always get to the theater, there wasn't the internet, and they'd make these TV movies, and they get millions and millions of people watching it. Well, The Legend of Lizzie Borden, about the famous axe murdering of, you know, the famous song, Took an Axe, Gave Her Mother 40 Wax, that comes from this whole thing.
True that happened story. Around,
yeah, it happened in 1892 in Massachusetts, and based on a true, yeah, it is, you know, the movie was based on the true story. But interesting thing, when this aired, there's a scene in there about late in the movie. It's about an hour and 27 minutes in, and I'm giving you the time without commercials. I'm sure with commercials it was about 2 hours and 12 minutes in, but whatever. So at about an hour and 27 minutes in, it's the climactic moment where Elizabeth Montgomery, who's playing Lizzie Borden. Now keep in mind, there's a couple of years after Bewitched ends, so I'm watching this show, you know, seeing the mom from Bewitched completely stripped down on like network television in 1975. Now, of course, they can't show her completely nude, but she stripped down to commit the murder so that she could then go in the well, not the shower in 1892, but, you know, clean herself off and all that. So she gives the mother 40 wax, gives the father whatever, kills him. And it was all great and awesome scene. For a young kid like me, it was like very exciting. Here's the deal. The European version of The Legend of Lizzie Borden showed some angles that were not visible here in the U.S.
Oh, I'm seeing them now.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You could see when she's raising her axe, her boobie comes out. And it's pretty cool.
That's
it's
a nip, babe. Yeah.
Yeah. And that you didn't see that if you watched it in the U.S. So my Skinternational division, we went and found the European version of The Legend of Lizzie Borden, and there you go. While she's given 40 wax, you
know,
you'll be, I've probably done 40 wax to this scene in my life. But yeah, but anyway, you can see Elizabeth Montgomery, brief breast, about an hour and 27 minutes, but please get the European version or just come to MrSkin.com and we have that.
Wow. I mean, you said number one and two were technically 1A and 1B, more like 1DDD and 1B with Meredith Baxter and Samantha Stevens, respectively. I mean, well, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, the doctor's like kneading her breast like it's like he's a baker.
It's a blimp, babe. It's
It's awesome. So anyway, Andrea, I hope you liked my top 10 TV moms and where to see them naked. And like I said, I had a lot of actresses I would have liked to have gotten in, like Julie Bowen and Florence Henderson and all of them. Even June Cleaver, if she ever showed her beaver, we'd all be really excited. But it never happened, so my list is only those that have been naked. And anyway, I hope you enjoyed the top 10 TV moms and where to see them naked of all time.
I absolutely loved it. What a tremendous list and a fantastic episode. Thank you so much, Mr. Skin, for blessing the world with the Mamma Mia list.
Mamma Mia. Okay, Andrea, take care.
Bye.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.